Emmanuel Centennial Series. This is an interview with Mae Melvin, M-A-E-M-E-L-V-I-N, at the church on the morning of March 31, 1987. Interviewer is Dana C. Jennings. Mae Melvin, I understand you were a longtime treasurer.
That's right.
Of the church.
That's right.
Let's see. Mae Melvin, you were a longtime treasurer of the church?
That's right.
What was the dates?
Well, I'm not real sure of the dates, but John Vakurovich called me when Florence, I'm not sure if she was Fredrickson then, or I think she was, gave it up. This was before Father King came.
Who was pastor at the time?
Mr. Pipes was.
Okay. Now, how long had you been a member of the church?
Of the church.
This Emmanuel.
Ever since I was a youngster.
Uh-huh.
As I remember, when we first went to church, we went to the Methodist church, and it was over where the Masonic Temple is now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure just when I was confirmed. I'm sure there are records here.
Your folks then came over to Emmanuel?
Yes.
So, mm-hmm. of course, you came along.
That's right.
So you almost lifetime member.
That's right.
You have close associations, marriage, baptism, that sort of thing?
Yes, I'm sure I was baptized here, and I know I was confirmed here.
Mm-hmm.
I was married in my folks' home in 1931.
Mm-hmm.
The minister was Reverend Prosser, I believe, and he married us at home.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've been a member ever since. And it was about 15 years that I was treasurer.
What are some of the things you remember, your outstanding memories of that period?
Well, I surely enjoyed working with Father King. And most of the time when I was treasurer, Maxine Waltman was the secretary.
Mm-hmm.
I usually came down on Monday mornings and stopped at the bank, picked up the money, and came over here and took care of the offering, entered in the books, the people that had paid. I usually, after the first of the month, would take the big book home to carry out all of the figures and made up a report at the end of each month.
I'm a little bit confused here. On the way to the church, you stopped at the bank?
Yes.
They
put the money on Sundays in the overnight depository.
Oh, without even counting it.
That's right.
So then you would pick up the money and bring it over here.
Yes.
And count it.
At that time, that's the way the arrangements were.
I see. They don't do that now.
No, I know they don't.
And then you would have to take the money back over.
That's right. I did.
What amounts were involved? How much money were you packing around?
Quite a lot some Mondays.
$100 or $1,000?
Well, I'm sure it would run, say, from $400 or $500 to $1,000.
Uh-huh. And that was in the 30s. That was a heap of money then.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think it was 30s.
When did you say you started as about? Another the year.
I'm not sure.
So, well, anyway, it was still a lot of money.
Yes, it was.
And then, well, go ahead. I don't know enough about the business to ask intelligent questions. Were there any financial crises during the time of the church?
No, there really weren't.
The church has been faithfully supported, hasn't it?
Yes, it surely has been.
Mm-hmm.
And when we had an annual meeting, I usually sat near Father King at the head table, so if I could answer any questions that might come up, I would do it. I think Father Rassard was an assistant after a while, after Father King came.
How do you spell that?
I'm not sure how it's spelled, but I'm sure there's a record here of it, because he was assistant for...
Is it Rissard, did you say?
Yes.
R-I?
Yes, I'd say R-I. S-S-A-R-D. probably. Then later on, Father Phillips was the assistant.
Mm-hmm.
After Father King left, Father Phillips was the main priest.
Director.
Yes. And I worked for a while when he was in charge. Then I decided I had done it long enough, and I just went.
About 15 years.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. That's a long, faithful
time. And I did it on my own. I never wanted any pay for it.
Good for you. What other offices have you held in the church?
I've been a member, or was a member, of Dorcas Guild for a good many years, even before I was treasurer. I was secretary of Dorcas for all the years, I think, that I was in it.
The Dorcas Guild, I understand, was the working guild. They did a lot of the work around the church.
Yes. Yes, and we used to get materials. Then we'd spend our meetings once a month down here in the parish hall. We'd cut the materials up in strips, sew the ends together, took them then to a lady who would weave them into rugs. We always sold those rugs at the bazaar that we held for a good many years. And they were really nice rugs and quite in demand.
Well, did this lady get anything out of them?
Oh, yes, we paid her. She was not an Episcopalian, and that was her business.
I also have a report that the patients at Fort Meade also made rugs for you for that purpose.
And not for Dorcas Guild. We didn't, unless it was later on.
Maybe it was later on. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody has mentioned it. There were an awful lot of guilds at that time. I understand Father King didn't want so many guilds, and he consolidated them all into one. Can you tell me anything about that?
I don't think that was his desire. I think the guilds just kind of petered out on their own, pretty much. And then even at that time, we continued to have the general guild,
mm-hmm.
and representatives usually from each one of the guilds went to those meetings.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they just, the members kept either dropping out, or, of course, a good many of them had older members, and a lot of them passed away.
Mm-hmm. I expect the war was quite disruptive with people going away.
That's right.
Probably took members away.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Were you a member of any of the other guilds?
No.
Do you know anything about the Girls Friendly Society?
Very little.
What can you tell us about that?
I knew that Mrs. Knight, who was a long time member here.
She's gone now.
Yes, and I think she started that.
Mm-hmm.
Ellen Hibbert might be one that could give a little more information on it.
What about the Church Army? Do you know anything about the Church Army?
No, I don't.
Daisy Kitchen, did you know Daisy Kitchen?
I knew of her. Can't say that I really knew her.
She was, I understand, active here in the church while the church was without a rector. Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, I do thank you.
Yes, that should do it, shouldn't it?
That should do it.